Again, we're picking up where we left off last week in Psalm 119, 105. And familiar verse that we sang this morning, that His Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And, you know, the Scripture talks about, you know, the Bible talks about Scripture and the Word being a light in different metaphors. But we need light. We need light to see, to focus on things. We can't see without light. And we see the psalmist here looking towards God and God's Word for light, to bring enlightenment, understanding, perspective to him. You know, if you think about that culture and you know, how dark it was in Jerusalem. You know, they had lanterns and candles and lamps, but just lit by wicks and oil. Not very bright. You know, on a dark night with no moonlight, things could be pitch black going through them rocky crags and paths. And he's saying, Lord, your Word is a light unto my feet. I can see my path. I can see where I'm going, where I'm at, where I'm going. We need light. Last week we were driving through Arkansas, and I don't know if you heard on the news that they got hit by a major ice storm. Most of northern Arkansas and the counties were without power. So we're driving down there, and it's dark, real dark. You know, without light, there's great darkness. And we were driving down there, and we're trying to stay on the road and in the lanes without light. It's hard to drive in darkness. You can come towards the cities, and there's light, and it helps. It kind of wakes you up. You see things. But when things are dark, you know, even the headlights didn't work that well. We were driving out. Then after a while, the trainer says to me, you know, are you having problems, you know, seeing? I said, yes, I'm having problems seeing. It's hard to see. It's dark. He's here. Flip on the next switch. He's, you know, the headlights and then the clearance. And then in this next switch, he says, I got my cornering lights set that they point right on the lines. And all of a sudden, you can see the lines. Stay in the line. Stay on the lane. It's hard to see without light. We need light to stay on course, stay, you know, on the right course, in the right direction. And it's difficult to see with little light. One of the definitions of light is the absence of darkness. And again, you know, the Bible speaks of darkness with different metaphors. One way, in the book of Romans, the Bible says, you know, to cast off the works of darkness. Speaking of darkness with, you know, our own sin, our own sinful nature, our own flesh and mind. You know, stop sinning. Cast off that work of darkness. Job talks about darkness in relation to death. Jesus talks about darkness in relation to hell. Remember the parable of the marriage feast, where the one was there caught without the proper garment. And the master of the feast came to him and says, you know, why are you here? And then he said, cast him out. Cast him out of the feast into outer darkness, where there's, you know, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness. John, in 1 John, he relates darkness to ignorance or misunderstanding, kind of like being, you know, out in the dark on this one. He says, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. You can misunderstand, you know, your position, your place. And being in a place or misunderstanding or ignorance, you know, the Scripture relates that to darkness. We need light. We need illumination. And that's what he's looking to God for. Looking to God and God's Word. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. You know, to see where we're at. He says, my feet. And your feet's in light, and you kind of see where you're at. And then the path. You know, where we're heading, where we're at, and where we're going. We need illumination. We need God's light through God's Word. And he turns to the Lord for illumination. The Bible tells us in Proverbs much of the same. For the commandments is a lamp, and the law is a light. Look at verse 130. So the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple, turning to God for direction. Look in verse 133. Direct my steps by your word. We seek God's light from the Scripture for direction. Often, you know, we need direction. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where he's taking me. I don't know where I'm at. We seek illumination for where we're at. Lord, help me understand. We seek direction for where he's taking us, where he wants us to go. That's what the psalmist is asking for, direction. Lord, I turn to you for illumination. You light up my path. Give me direction. We need light, personal light, outwardly. Just like he's asking here in Psalm 105 and 119, 105. You know, we need illumination for our path, for our direction, for our feet. But his light brings protection. Look in verse 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Light, it keeps us from falling into pits, into traps, into snares. So I've kept your precepts. I'm close to you. Walking in your light, you've kept me from them hazards, tripping hazards. Light brings protection. You know, if you go through Psalm 119 in context, it's about, you know, the psalmist is writing from the standpoint of affliction over and over again. Oppression, the wicked, the evildoers, the snares. Over and over again, he turns to God, turns to God's word. Revive me according to your word, Lord. Keep me, direct my steps. And here is no exception. You know, we live in a dark world. To be kept from snares and traps and problems, we need to stay in God's light. And that's what he's saying, you know, to be protected. I'm conscious about trucks right now. We're talking about low beams on a truck. They give you a distance of 250 feet ahead of you at night. That's your field of vision. If you have your high beams on, it gives you a field of vision of 500 feet. But to drive safely at night, you have to drive within your field of vision. In other words, you know, there's stopping distance for a vehicle, you know, 1 second per 10 miles an hour. But for a truck traveling at 55 miles an hour, 70 feet long, 80,000 pounds heavy, it takes over 300 feet to stop. The stopping distance of a truck, or 375 feet, over the distance of a football field, to stop. So you could actually be driving down the highway at 55 when most people drive faster than 55 with your low beams on, and you're really not driving within the safety of the field of your field of vision. You see something up, it takes you a second to react. And you hit the brakes, there's that brake lag, it's called, for the air to fill, hit the brakes. And by the time everything's computed, bam, it's too late. You're in a snare. You're in a hazard. If you drive too fast for your low beams, you need more light. You need to drive and walk and live within the light that we have to live safely. And he's saying, you know, keep me. You've kept me from the snares of the enemy. Living in your light, walking in your light. Kept your statutes. Stay in the light. You know, last week we, or the week before last, we were talking about pilgrims. You know, we're being on a journey, passing through this world. It's part of our spiritual life. And as travelers, we're passing through this world of darkness. And he says, you know, he's asking for light. He's turning to God for light, for his feet, for his path, looking for light, for direction, illumination. Outwardly, it pertains to our life outwardly. You know, the Bible tells us that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness. You know, we're engaged in a spiritual battle and warfare. And the Bible tells us that, you know, in order to be safe, we're to be in the light. If we're in the light, he'll keep us from snares, to protect us, to stay close to him. The Bible says that if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded. Now, those who don't believe, we're engaged in a battle, a spiritual battle over the gospel. The gospel that reigns in our own heart, personally, and the gospel that those that don't have Christ are blinded, can't see. They're not in the light. They're not safe. The God of this age has blinded their eyes of those who do not believe, the Bible tells us. A need for light. Personal light. Light outwardly. Light inwardly. Look in verse 133. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. The sin within, the need for light. You know, he's crying out to the Lord, you know, for inner help, the sinful nature, to have dominion. Don't let the sin in me have dominion over me. Free me, Lord. But the light brings deliverance and freedom over sin and our sinful nature, over the flesh, or freedom from sin. Don't let and my iniquity have dominion over me. Inside, inwardly we need light. Personally, outwardly we need light. Stay in the light. You've probably heard that story by McGee. I've heard it many times on the radio. He said that he was caught in a storm one time, and he went into a cave. It was pitch black, dark in there. So he's being protected from the rain. He lit a match, and then he realized, you know, with the illumination of the light, that he wasn't alone. There was all kinds of critters in there, insects, bugs, all kinds of things in there when the lights turned on. The illumination comes in our heart. We see what's happening. Really what's happening in our heart, our need inwardly for his light. You know, tells us the truth about ourselves. Freedom from sin. Jesus, the Bible tells us he's the light of the world. In John chapter 1, the Bible tells us in him, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of man. His life brings us light. Inwardly, outwardly. In that same passage, John wrote that he's the true light. You know, he was talking about John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist came to bear witness of the light, but Jesus is the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He offers light to everyone. In that same passage, it says that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Some don't grasp the light. Some don't comprehend the light. The light doesn't always apply inwardly or outwardly if we don't accept it. We don't turn to him. Come to the light. Nicodemus in John chapter 3. You know, Jesus was talking about those that didn't come to the light. He said that they're condemned already. Because light is coming to the world, but they don't come to the light because they love darkness rather than the light. They love darkness because their deeds are evil, the Bible says. So they're giving a picture of the bright light, the true light, Jesus Christ, coming into the world, and men not coming to him because of their own sin. And turning from him, not approaching him, not wanting to, you know, be exposed in his light. For he goes on to say, but those who come to the truth, their deeds are clearly seen. They're exposed in the light. Those who come to Jesus, we have to come to him. We have to accept him inwardly and outwardly. That's what John says. But he who loves his brother abides in the light. And then finally, not only our need for light and light defined and personal light inwardly and outwardly, but radiant light. Look in verse 135. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. I've seen this in different light. The other night I was back here talking to Sarah. And Sarah had that, hormonal glow thing going on because of her pregnancy. And women that are pregnant have that glow about them. And it's a radiant light that comes from inside because of another life within them. The psalmist says, make your face shine upon me. He's the light. He comes within us. And the radiance of that countenance or that glow or that light that the psalmist is asking for, make your face shine upon your servant, comes from the life within. The marvel and the wonder of his spirit, life-giving spirit within us. Make your face shine upon your servant. So, just in closing, we're going to have communion. Maybe this morning you may be in need of illumination. Find out, in truth, where you're at, honestly, turning to him. The psalmist looked to God and God's word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Find out where I'm at today, or where the light's leading me. He's going to give us so much field of vision. Where to stay in the light that he gives us, but to seek it, to desire it. Or we may this morning need direction from him. Light your word, seeking his word for direction, or illumination for direction. Or maybe, we need to stay put in the light that he's given us. Maybe we're antsy. Maybe we're going a little too far, or the rebel gene within us is taking us out of the light that he's given us. Or maybe some of us need to come to the light to be exposed. See, there's, in truth, he sees everything. He sees right through us. If we're trying to hold something from him, he likens that to those that love darkness rather than the light. But we're to come to the light. We're to come open-heartedly, turn our life to him willingly and be exposed. Those who come to the light, Jesus says, be exposed that what they do is done in truth. To obtain freedom, let no iniquity have dominion over me, the psalmist declared or appealed. Ask for freedom from something inside. Jesus is, loving and kind and attractive. He spoke to the common man. But when he came, he said, the Son of Man didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said to the Nicodemus, when he said to those that love darkness and don't come to him, he said, but you're not condemned because you believe in the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, to turn to him openly. Let's pray. Let's stand. Let's pray. Father, you know us. Open and naked we stand before you. And Lord, you said that in the book of Revelation, that things that are kept in secret will be shouted from the rooftops. Everything will be exposed. Lord, do cause us to come to you, to turn to you, and enlighten our understanding. Enlighten us, Lord, inwardly. Help us stay in the light that you've given us, the direction that you've given us, to be safe in the light, to abide in the light. Lord, we thank you for your word that brings light to our feet, lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. Lord, help us understand, receive, accept, and fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. Cause us to realize what you're doing. Help us understand where you're taking us and your plan. Grant us understanding, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.